rendezvous, sharing an evening in paradise with
you. How lovely. How lovely. Little Jimmy Scott. Now, where did you find that album?
Well, Sandra, now, when the record store, and there it was.
Ooh, I haven't heard An Evening in Paradise in 1,000 years.
Brings it all back, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. You and I danced to that record every time we heard it at the Bluebird Club.
That's right.
1962.
1960.
No. Little Jimmy Scott recorded An Evening in Paradise in 1962.
1960 and not.
You are questioning Mr. Jazz?
You might be Mr. Jazz and all that, but right now you are Mr. Wrong and Bewildered. 1960.
Would you care to make a wager?
Name it and claim it. For the record, Cliff Huxtable claims that Evening in Paradise was recorded by Little Jimmy Scott in 1962. State the wager, sir.
All right. The loser will serve the entire dinner tonight and clean up afterwards.
Fine.
The loser will serve breakfast in bed to the winner and wash his car tomorrow morning.
Or her car.
Or her car.
Yes.
I'm going to enjoy that. All right, now, let me go check the album.
Oh, wait, wait, I'll check the album.
I'm going to go check the album. Let go.
No, darling, thank
you very much. What are you doing here? No, you come
on. Stop. Hey.
Give me a hand.
What's going on?
Well, what do you care? We're having fun.
Denise, come here quickly. I want you to take this album and look at the back.
No. Don't give it to her because she will cheat.
She will. She's going to be the impartial judge.
What do I have to do?
Well, your mother and I have a bet going.
Okay, now tell us when Evening in Paradise was recorded.
An Evening in Paradise.
Evening in Paradise.
It was recorded by Little Jimmy Scott.
Little Jimmy Scott.
In New York City.
In New York City.
April 7th.
April 7th.
1960.
Two.
1960.
Two. No, that's a misprint or something here. It's
taste my breakfast in bed.
No, you're not going to.
Yes, and how lovely I will look in my shiny car, newly washed by Mr. Jazz.
What I meant was we danced in 1962, see? That's what.
Excuse me. Let the record show. Cliff Huxtable claimed Little Jimmy Scott recorded An Evening in Paradise in 1962.
Was it signed by a notary public?
Cliff, I am a lawyer. This is perfectly legal.
Well, they lied too, you know.
University, California, Berkeley. Yes, I've been waiting for this one. Dear Miss Huxtable, I am pleased to inform you that you were... Oh, wow, I'm accepted! Yes, I got in on late admissions! Isn't that awesome? I can't believe it! This is the one I've been waiting for. I got in. Wow.
So you decided to go to Berkeley?
I don't know. This is a great school, but so are all the other ones that accepted me.
Denise, most of these schools need to hear from you by next week, honey. You've got to make a decision.
I know, but I've narrowed it down to 4 schools. NYU, Hillman, of course, yes. The University of North Dakota at Bismarck. And University of Hawaii.
I just want to ask a question. I'm sure that it's a lovely school, but why North Dakota?
Because I'm the only person I know who'll be going there.
And what about Berkeley?
Berkeley, that's right. Now I got 5 to pick from.
Honey, these schools have deadlines.
I know, but how can I decide? This is the most important decision I've ever had to make in my life.
You have been going round and round with this thing for the past 2 weeks now.
Make a decision.
I know, you're right. Okay, I've been very flaky about this, I admit. All right, you know what's gonna help me? It's a deadline by tomorrow night. So tomorrow morning, okay? Tonight, after dinner, I'm going to give my decision. That's it. Thank you. I feel a lot better now.
That's your child.
Sandra, help me. I can't stand this anymore. I just got accepted into Berkeley. What should I do?
Denise, I am not going to pick your college for you. Part of being an adult means making your own decisions.
Well, just tell me what college to go to. From then on, I'll make all my own decisions.
No.
Oh, well, Denise, whatever college you pick, I think your going away to school is exciting.
I may not go away. If I go to NYU, I'm staying right here.
But, Denise, going away to school will give you a sense of independence, make you a well-rounded person.
You want my room, don't you?
I didn't even think of that.
Look, Denise, I don't think that you can make a logical decision in such a heightened state of anxiety. I think you need to give yourself more time.
I can't. I've been putting this off for 2 weeks. I just want to get it over with.
You know what I've heard? When people are confused and they want to get a clear sense of things, they go away.
Melissa, you're not helping anything. Would you just go, please?
Fine. But let me leave you one thought. Sandra went away to college so you could have your own room. I would think that you could do the same for your little sister.
Can you believe the way she's acting?
Yes, exactly the way you did.
Come on. What year did Ella Fitzgerald record Cottontail? Double or nothing.
Forget it, Cliff.
No. Double or nothing.
Cliff, I have already won the bet. Now why should I make another bet?
Why? Because you don't know. That's why.
I don't know.
No, you don't know.
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what I do know. I know what I want for breakfast tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock when you show up at my door in your best tuxedo. I want crepes with baked apples, raisins, walnuts, slightly sprinkled with cinnamon, a linen napkin, which you will tuck up under my chin, a red rose opened ever so slightly, and betwixt your pearly teeth, the morning newspaper.
You're serious?
Oh, yes.
Now, had I won, you know what I would have said to you? See, I would have said to you, dear, I would like a bowl of cereal and a slice of white bread.
You lie like a rug. If you had won that bet, you would have demanded French toast made with home-baked bread and would have sent me to the park to tap a tree for fresh maple syrup.
You think I'm like that?
I know you're like that.
You're correct.
We got sodas and milk.
All right.
Here are your keys, Mom. Thank you.
Did Denise decide on a college while we were gone?
About 12 times.
Well, if she doesn't, we're going away to college. Is it okay if I paint the room before I move in?
Vanessa, didn't Dad tell you? If Denise leaves, he's turning her room into a den.
What?
Vanessa, Theo's just joking.
Right. We're turning it into a bowling alley.
I think this is fair. She's been dragging this thing out for weeks.
Vanessa, choosing a college isn't easy.
It would be for me. Berkeley all the way.
Why Berkeley?
California, the coast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost my head.
70-degree weather year-round. You go to class in shorts, and you drive around campus with the top down.
They have convertible buses out there?
I think Denise is considering more than the weather in her decision.
Well, you know, I think her indecisiveness indicates an even more complex struggle.
What is she talking about?
No, Dad, come on, seriously. Subconsciously, I think that Denise may not be ready for college. Maybe she should take some time off after graduation.
And do what?
Well, you know, emotional exploration.
Well, she's not gonna do it here, is she?
No, I think that she should travel and see what's out there. You know, I've always felt that the greatest classroom in the world is life.
The University of Life. Yes, I understand that some of its graduates go on to move back in with their parents.
since you're serving tonight, would you start by putting these hors d'oeuvres in the living room?
I'll do it.
No, you won't. Your father lost a bet. He has to do it.
That's fine with me. I've done this before. This is not such a big thing.
When you finish, please hurry back so you can place these glasses on the dinner table.
You know, you're driving a little too fast.
Hey, Put.
Hi.
What's the matter? You don't look too happy.
I hate college.
Did somebody tell you you had to go right now? Why do you hate it?
College takes everybody away.
First it took away Sandra, and now it's going to take Denise away, right?
I don't want Denise to go away.
Yeah, I don't want Denise to go either. As a matter of fact, it makes me very sad.
It does?
I feel sadder than you.
Nuh-uh.
See, you look sad, but I feel sad and pitiful.
I feel pitifuler.
Come here, let's take a look. Because I think I look sadder and pitifuler than you. Now, there we are. We're looking sad and pitiful. But I also look pathetic.
I look patheticer.
Well, what do you think we should do?
Tell Denise she can't go.
That's a good idea. We'll tell her that she can't go. Okay. All right. No, wait, though. Now, if we tell her that she can't go, then Denise is going to feel very sad.
I don't want Denise to be sad.
Well, neither do I, but what are we going to do? Because when we tell her she can go to college, then she's going to be gone, and we'll never see her again.
We will.
No, we won't.
She can come home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. She can come home for Thanksgiving just like Sandra. And we could call her on the phone maybe, huh?
Yes.
Guess what else? We could drive down to the school and stay at the hotel.
And order room service.
Well, now, wait a minute. But I feel much better about this now, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for making me feel so much better. Your ideas were wonderful.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Can I have a Zerbert? And I give you one.
Sorry, Dad, I forgot. I know I'm supposed to wait till the guests come.
Well, that's quite all right. I know how much you like it. Go ahead, have two.
Really?
Yeah, go ahead. So, what are you doing tomorrow?
Sorry, Dad, I can't help wash the car. Mom said I was not allowed to help at all.
Put them back. Best-looking couple in the world.
Oh, sir, come on now.
Yes, indeed. And I've seen couples.
That's enough, Heathcliff.
Now, hush, Russell. Let the boy talk.
Please.
Madam, as you were saying.
Yes, I wanted to know if your husband told you every day how gorgeous you are and how wonderful you look, and if he hasn't, why not?
Well, sometimes he forgets.
Mm-hmm.
But then I remind him.
Good.
Hi, Grandma. Hi, Grandpa.
There's my girl. Hi, tonight, Grace. You're making the big decision.
I've already made it.
Oh, you made a decision?
Yep. After lengthy soul-searching and hours of agonizing deliberation, I've decided to follow in my father's footsteps.
Great!
And join the Navy. Just a little joke there.
I thought it was very funny.
So did I. No, actually, I'm going to announce my decision after dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I've narrowed it down to two schools.
Is one of them Hillman?
Yes.
Good. Is the other one Hillman?
No, NYU.
Oh, Russell. Oh, Denise, I've been married to this Hillman graduate for 49 years, and I don't have to tell you how proud he is of his alma mater.
Well, he's mentioned Hillman a few times.
And it is a very special place. Now, your mother, father, grandfather all got a good education there. But you go where you want to go, or you're going to have to answer to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you tell him, Mom.
Now, that's all I have to say.
Well, that was enough,
dear. I'm going in the kitchen. I'm going in the kitchen to help.
No. We have hors d'oeuvres here.
No, thanks. I'm in the cooking mood, not in the eating mood.
Son, why don't you help your mother?
Oh, no, Dad. I'm in the eating mood.
Son?
Sir? Well, Dad, you know, when you come here and you want the children to do something, you usually give them 50 cents or something.
Dad!
Thank you, Dad.
Grandpa.
So you're down to two schools?
Yeah, it's really been tough.
Oh, well, there's an old saying, Denise. If you think you have a decision to make, then you don't have all the information. Now, what can I tell you about Hillman that you don't know?
Nothing. I think I know everything. I mean, Hillman has a beautiful campus, and it's got a great liberal arts department, and a lot of people from Hillman go on to the top graduate schools in the country.
That's all true. But Hillman has something that other schools don't. Dr. Zachariah J. Haynes.
He's the president.
Yes, the students call him Zachy. And he's been at that school for 53 years. He's going on 80, but he walks that campus every day. Knows all the students by name, and Zachy can look you right in the eye and see how you're doing.
Yeah. Dad's told me about him.
Yeah, your father should know. There was a time at Hillman when he was having major trouble with calculus.
Dad?
Now, he doesn't like to talk about it, but every so often when he's getting too big for his britches, I bring it up.
Oh.
Now, Dr. Haynes, who was a professor at the time, took your father under his wing. He started having him to his house for dinner and some tutoring. And about a month later, I got a call from Mrs. Haynes. Yeah. She said, Heathcliff is a lovely boy, and he's doing fine in math now, but he's still showing up here for dinner every night. Could you tell him to stop?
Sounds like Theo.
Yeah, there are some similarities. But the point is, Zachariah cares. And that's the spirit of the entire school. Now that you have this information, I hope you can make a decision.
I don't know, Grandpa. I mean, Hillman's so far away from home.
Well, I know. But after you've been at Hillman a while, it is home.
Thank you, Grandpa.
Made up your mind?
No.
You want to hear about the cafeteria?
Heathcliff, the dinner was lovely. Mm. But you've been on your feet the entire time. Why don't you sit down?
No, I enjoy doing this, Mom.
He has to do it. He lost a bet to me.
Oh? Well, in that case, I'll have some more coffee.
Dad, you know, I could use some more potatoes.
Why don't you just bring potatoes for everyone?
Why don't we say that the dinner is officially over and get on to Denise's announcement?
Okay, I'll take a break. But, Dad, save those potatoes.
Denise, I believe you have something to tell us.
Okay, the announcement that I'd like to make is tonight's dinner was delicious.
Denise, get serious.
I am serious. This meal made me realize that I never want to leave this kind of home cooking.
Oh, no, she picked NYU.
Hey, what I'm saying is wherever I go, I'll be taking all of you with me.
And where are you taking us?
Okay. The school I've decided to go to is... You know, there are a lot of good schools out there.
Denise.
And I picked one of them. This school had everything that I wanted. And it also produced some very special people who went on to do great things, including having me.
Oh.
I'm going to Hillman.
Oh, all right. Wow.
I love you.
I would like to propose a toast to my granddaughter, Denise Huxtable, who will grace the halls of Hillman with her beauty and intelligence. You know, when you were born, I took one look at you and said, this one's going to Hillman.
He said that about all of you. Denise, I want you to know that we're very proud of you.
Thanks, Grandma.
Okay, I'd like to say a few words.
Are we going to need a dictionary for this?
No, Dad.
Okay.
Denise, congratulations on your decision. I predict that you will be a leader and a very influential person at Hillman. Pretty soon, everybody will be dressing weird and changing their hairstyles every other day.
And I would like to say, even though it's not the coast, I approve.
Thank you.
And while you're gone, I'll be happy to look after your car for you.
I'm taking my car with me.
Then I'm really going to miss you. But as your brother, I want you to know that I'm also very available to help you interview any potential roommates.
Oh, sit down.
Well, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
That is correct.
Okay, Denise, I just want to say one thing. Whenever you come home from school, you're perfectly welcome to use my new room for a small fee.
Thanks a lot.
My turn, my turn.
And what do you want to say?
I don't know.
Okay, well, just say what you feel.
Denise, I'm going to miss you, and I love you very much.
Oh, I'm going to miss you, and I love you, too.
You better bring me back home a T-shirt.
I will, I promise.
Denise, your father and I have something here that we wrote for you.
You go first. Go ahead.
The difference between you now and you then is that you then were priceless and helpless.
You now are still beyond price, but we are letting you go slowly but certainly.
And we feel you slipping from our hands as we remember you there. And pray for you now. We are forever your mother.
And your father.
My son!
Live studio audience.